Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, take it easy, Mother. Don't fret and worry about what to serve as a special surprise dinner for the family. Just relax, cause here's the answer. It's Kroger quality beef. Man, oh man, talk about tastiness. Why, there's a world of delicious eating enjoyment packed into tender Kroger quality beef. Yes, sirree, it's tender, it's tasty, it's delicious. So there's just no doubt that Kroger quality beef will make your dinner a real banquet. A meal that's bound to have the folks at your house smiling and sighing in pleased satisfaction. You see, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef that's available on the market today. It's tender, it's tasty, and brimming with flavorful juices. And say, keep this in mind, too. Kroger quality beef is economically priced. That's right, it's a thrifty buy as well as a tasty buy. So visit your Kroger store and get delicious Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is available only at your Kroger store. And it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny is in New York on an errand for her employer, wealthy Carrie Carlton. She just had a meeting with a man known only as Mr. King. Johnny Keith and Freddie Lang, who lost Penny's trail when they followed her, wait on a street corner much nearer to Penny than they think.
How much longer do you think we ought to hang around this corner, Mr. Keith?
I don't know, Freddie.
I've been watching that house and looking up and down the street until I'm about to twist my head off. I ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, we could be completely fooled, you know.
How?
Well, maybe Penny never did go into that house down there, or maybe she never even came to this street.
Well, her cab driver said he brought her here. And we did find that Pinnegutty.
Well, I'm beginning to be convinced that's all a plan to get us off the track.
Maybe yes, maybe no. I still got a hunch that Gibbsy's around here somewhere.
Yeah, but where?
You have to ask that. Hey, look, there's a push cart over there. Want an apple?
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Here, I'll pay for it.
Oh, never mind. Nah, this one's on me. When we go uptown to a restaurant, you can pay me back then. Hey, Matt, a couple apples, huh?
Get us a couple, Freddie. I'm hungry.
Oh, you're not letting me get off easy, huh?
Well, not if I have to even things up by buying dinner tonight.
Well, you sure do. And I'm going to have the most expensive thing on the menu.
You would.
I will. Well, here's the apples. Don't eat them both at once.
I won't. Hey, this looks good. Oh, that's good.
Oh, not bad at all. You know, maybe we can use more than just two apiece of these things. I didn't know I was this hungry.
Well, look. Let's not let our appetites run away with us. We're still looking for Penny, you know.
I got an idea we're going to find her, too. We wait around here long enough.
No, I'm not going to wait much longer, Freddie. If she doesn't show up soon, I'm going to call a policeman and search that house again.
What for? You and me search that joint from top to bottom before. Inside and out. Backwards, forwards, and sideways. What do we find? No.
Well, nothing but Penny's pen.
Which means that she went into that house. And then she went out of it again before we caught up with her. You know, I'm beginning to figure this thing this way.
What way?
Well, now somebody gives you the wrong address, see?
Mm-hmm.
They told her 11 River Street. Well, maybe it should have been something else, like maybe 111 River Street.
Well, if there is such a place.
Well, I was just thinking maybe we ought to walk down River Street and find out. You know, there's a lot more houses around the bend down there.
Maybe we should try it, Freddie. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but let's still keep our eyes on 11 River Street as long as we can. It's still the only house
around. Mr. Keith, look at that.
Where?
Over there, coming down the avenue. It's Gibbsy.
What? Yes, it is Penny.
Penny!
Hello, Johnny.
Hi, Gibbsy.
Hello, Freddie.
Look, Penny.
Now, look, don't start asking me questions, because I won't answer them. I have some questions of my own to ask you.
Oh, is that the right way to treat us when we've been waiting for you almost an hour?
Freddie, you have no business waiting for me. You have no business being here.
Penny, are you all right?
Of course I'm all right. Why shouldn't I be?
Where you been?
Freddie, I said I wasn't answering any questions.
Penny, were you in that house at number 11? We found your pin there.
Look, you're not supposed to ask questions either, you know.
All right. Then you don't get your pin back.
Oh, yes, I do. Come on, now, give it to me.
Not until you answer a few questions.
Well, there'll be very few.
Well, one of them had better be, were you in that house at 11 River Street?
Yes.
Oh, but not while we were there, huh?
No, I wasn't. You know, you almost got me in trouble by following me into that house. I begged you both not to follow me. Why did you have to do it?
Well, because we don't think you should do what you're doing alone.
Johnny, I have to do it alone. I told you that a dozen times. About time you found out that I meant it, too.
Gibbsy, You sound sore.
Freddie, I'm not angry, but I should be. When we get back to Rossville, I'm going to give you both a good talking to.
When are we going back?
As soon as we can get plane reservations. There's supposed to be a plane out late this afternoon that gets us to Rossville at midnight.
All right, we'll all go back together then.
I bet we will, because I don't trust leaving you two here. Not when you can come so close to finding out my business and spoiling it.
Come in.
Good evening, Mrs. Carlton.
Come in, Penny, come in. I can't wait to talk to you.
Oh, you don't mind because I phoned you so late at night.
Mind? Did I sound as if I did when you phoned me? And I told you to come right up, didn't I?
Yes, I'm glad you did, too. I'm very anxious to tell you what happened.
Well, sit down and tell me all about it from the beginning.
Well, the beginning's a little breathtaking. I got a cab at the airlines terminal and started for the address I've been given. A few blocks later, the cab driver noticed that another taxi was following
me. Oh, good heavens. But you weren't really being followed, were you?
Yes, I was. The taxi driver made several sudden turns down side streets, and the cab behind it did the same thing.
But how did you manage to get to the address with people following you?
Well, we finally made a turn the other cab couldn't make. It had a slight accident, but the people weren't hurt.
Are you sure?
Yes. It was Johnny Keith and Freddie Lang who were in that taxi.
Oh, dear. You were afraid they'd follow you, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. And they did. Right to the address.
But how? I thought you got away from them.
I did, but unfortunately, their taxi driver knew my taxi driver, and they got in contact with him and found out where he'd taken me.
Oh, I see. But you got your business attended to before they caught up with you?
No. No, in fact, my business was delayed because they were following so closely behind me. You see, I went into this particular house. You don't want to know the address, do you?
Definitely not.
I went into the house, and it was a strange place. At first, I thought I'd been tricked and given the wrong information because the house was completely empty. Obviously, it hadn't been lived in for years.
But Mr. King was waiting for you there.
No, he wasn't. No one was there at first. And then a man appeared in the doorway and asked what I wanted. I told him I was there to see Mr. King, so he took me into the basement and threw a door in the wall. Oh, the door was brick. You really couldn't tell it was there when it was closed. It looked just like part of the solid brick wall.
These people go to fantastic precautions to hide themselves, don't they?
Yeah. If I hadn't been so frightened, I think I might have laughed a little. The door in the wall opened just the way it does in those horror movies, but at the time it didn't seem very funny.
It doesn't seem funny to me now.
No, I suppose it isn't. Anyway, the men I saw were deadly serious. And it was obvious that they were carrying guns.
But then you were taken to see Mr. King?
No. No, when I went through the brick door, I was in another house, the one next door. It looked boarded up and deserted from the outside, but on the inside it was well furnished, brightly lighted. Anyway, I had to wait about 30 minutes before I saw Mr. King.
Well, why the delay?
Apparently, there's always a lookout in the first house I was in. And when Johnny and Freddie came into it, a signal was passed on to Mr. King, and he waited to see what Freddie and Johnny were going to do.
I see. He wanted to make sure they didn't find that door.
Yeah, I suppose so, but they didn't find it. Though I understand they came terribly close.
Well, I'm glad it was just close and that they didn't find it. I dread to think what might have happened to you and to them if they had found you. Was Mr. King upset about their following you?
Well, I don't know. He warned me not to let it happen again. And all the time we talked together, he had men watching Johnny and Freddie while they stood on a street corner nearby.
But he did talk to you then.
Yes, he did. And I have good news for you. He does have what we want.
Do you think he's telling the truth?
Yes, I do think so.
Oh, I can hardly believe it. I can hardly believe that this thing will be over before long.
Well, anyway, the next move is ours, I guess. I think all we have to do is give him the money.
And you're sure he'll keep his part of the bargain?
He assured me he would. He doesn't want anything from us but the money.
Oh, I shouldn't think he would. Did he ask you where you could get so much money?
No, he didn't question me about the money at all. Matter of fact, it seems his only interest is in getting it no matter where it comes from.
Good. And what about the amount? Is he going to demand a fortune?
Well, I guess this will surprise you. It is going to cost a great deal of money, but not so much that you'll find it difficult to pay. In fact, he even hinted that if I couldn't meet his demand, we might compromise.
He told you that?
Those are almost his own words.
I had no idea it would be this easy.
Well, what he said and what he'll do may be two different things, but I have an idea that
If I offer him a substantial sum of money, he'll take it. And that'll be that.
Oh, Penny, I could cry.
No, don't do that, Mrs. Carton.
But I've waited for this time so long, hoped against hope for so many months, wondered what to do and how to do it, looked and looked for someone to help me. And now you've done it. You've done what I thought would be impossible to do.
Well, I haven't done anything yet but talk to him.
But you found the man to talk to, and you've made him say he'll do business with us. I'll be grateful to you for the rest of my days.
You better not thank me till everything's over. The best thing for all of us to do is just forget about it when it is over.
I'll never forget. I'll never forget any of this. Or you. You've done so much for me. You've given me hope again and a promise of happiness. I wish there was something besides money I could give you in return. For you deserve happiness far more than I. And believe me, money has never brought happiness to anybody.
Mrs. Carton, you don't have to give me anything. You've given me so much already. Friendship. You know, I value your friendship a great deal, and I hope we'll always know each other.
You think when this is over, I'll let you go?
Well, you won't have any more use for me.
But I will. I want you to stay on with me, work with me, help me, and I'll help you. And when I die, my dear, a great deal of what is now mine, I want to be yours.
Mrs. Carton, I couldn't allow that.
But you must, and you will. You can do a great deal of good with what I'll leave you. Far more than what I have done with it in my long and useless life.
You've done a great deal of good in your life.
A lot of good. Given parties. Gone on ocean cruises. Toured the world. Maintained expensive homes and cars. Surrounded myself with leeches of all descriptions.
No. No, I know of other things you've done with your money.
But I did it only to satisfy myself that I was not wasting it all. What I leave to you and insist that you accept will be the first thing I've ever done in gratitude and sincerity. But maybe there's a reason for that.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
I mean, my dear, that you are the first person in the world to whom I could legitimately be grateful.
Mrs. Carton, please.
And promise me something, my dear. When I have moved on and you are rich, if you have to make a choice between riches and contentment, hang on to your happiness and let your money go.
So Penny Gibbs is going to be a wealthy woman someday. And what is going to happen when Penny again sees the strange Mr. King in New York? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, it's really no problem at all to serve your family a top-notch, sure-to-please dinner. Why, it's as simple as adding two and two. Just visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you serve them a dinner featuring a tender, juicy steak or crusty brown roast beef. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for. Yes, you can be sure of delighting everybody when you serve Kroger quality beef, for it's carefully selected from the best grades of beef on the market today. So don't delay. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store for the finest beef values in town. But please keep this in mind. The only place in town that you can get deliciously tender and juicy Kroger quality beef is at your neighborhood Kroger store. And remember, too, Kroger quality beef, the very best beef that you can get right now, is priced for real thrift. So get some soon at your neighborhood Kroger store. Join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.